That's quite a tune we wrote there, Roger. You know what? Good one, isn't it?
That's hot. Very hot.
All right.
Hot stuff.
Well, after we finished that tour with the Flying Burrito Brothers, that was just the three of us right here, Kenny and Roger and myself. Chris Hillman, Al Perkins, and myself and Roger. I think maybe Rick Roberts was involved. I don't know. We started doing some stuff with Stephen Stills.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked if we could, you know, we recorded an album called Manassas, Stephen Stills and Manassas. So what happened is Chris Hillman and Al Perkins left the Flying Burrito Brothers and went with Stephen Stills. And so that kind of left the Flying Burrito Brothers disbanded, you might say. But the producer was Jim Dixon, and the manager was Eddie Tickner, and they managed the Byrds and the Burrito Brothers and Gene Clark, all those guys involved in that circle of people. He asked me, he said, would you like to go to Europe? And I said, you sure would. What's going on? He says, the Flying Burrito Brothers have a tour lined up over there, and there's no Flying Burrito Brothers to take it. And it says, it's all booked. Would you like to go as the Flying Burrito Brothers? And I said, well, we can't do that. Oh, they love bluegrass over in Holland. They love it over there, so you wouldn't have any problem. So, all right. So, Roger, Kenny, myself, we said, we need to recruit a band as the Burrito Brothers.
And then the circle, well, I'll just mainly talk about Alan.
Yeah.
Because you had played with Alan, and you played me a tape, I think, of him and Sam Bush doing some stuff. And I listened to the tape, and I went, if he's that good, you know, what's the question? let's do a big yes. And so we're lining up this tour to go over to Europe, kind of as the Flying Burrito Brothers or Country Gazette or the Country Burrito Brothers, Flying Gazette. I'm not sure what we were. But we're lining this up, and we wanted to get together with Alan Mundy, and Byron called him and said, are you interested? He said yes, and as things turned out, the only way we could get together with him was to have him take the banjo out at the airport in New York just before we got on the plane to fly across the water. And so had we have made a mistake, it would have been a big one, but you've heard Alan Mundy play, so there was no mistakes there. Welcome, Alan Mundy.
So we did that tour, and actually we went back two or three times. But in the meantime, we got our own record deal, didn't we, guys?
We did.
We went over United Artists, and I remember going in there and talking to the guy. This nowadays, just forget that. You got to get your lawyer, go to their lawyer, and back and forth. But we just went out and saw the president. I said, hey, we want to record for you. And he said, okay. Go for it.
Just like that, yeah. Huh?
Tell you, there was a guy by the name of Dan Burgoyes who instigated that. He also signed Asleep at the Wheel at the same day that he signed us with United Artists. I'll never forget that. Ray Benson, he was here last year, remember, Asleep at the Wheel? We were signed the same day by the same A&R guy. And that was kind of, but they're still going strong, aren't they?
Yep.
Well, we're here too.
That's right.
And
I don't get carried off.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
So, one of the first albums we did, like say, Eddie Tickner and Jim Dixon, these were famous guys who produced all the great hits for the Byrds, especially Jim Dixon. He was the producer and came up with, told the Byrds to do Mr. Tambourine Man. It was a Bob Dylan song, and he told them, he listened to all their songs, and he's the one that decided what songs they should do. When it came to us to produce us, he says, I think it'd be good if you guys did a couple of Gene Clark songs. Remember that? I says, okay. So he picked out Keep On Pushing was one that a good song that Gene used to do. And so we worked it up bluegrass style and recorded it on our first album. Traitor in Our Midst was our first album we did on United Artists. But anyway, we like to take these tunes and maybe incorporate some old-time fiddle tunes or whatever and just kind of do them our style. So we'll show you how we did Keep On Pushing, which, by the way, got up to number 6 on the charts in Holland. It was a hit record in Holland. We would go over there and play. We'd pack all the big concert halls and everything, and these kids would be singing along to these bluegrass tunes, especially this one, Keep On Pushing.